We started out last October. We had trials every Saturday. Give 200 players opportunities. You know, we give them 4, 5, 6, 7 games. You know, we didn't discard fellas after one game. We gave them numerous opportunities. We watched them playing in numerous club games up to Christmas. From Christmas then, we picked a provisional panel that went into a strength and conditioning programme for a couple of months up to the 1st of March. Obviously, we couldn't start until the 1st of March under the guidelines. So we kind of cut down our panel then to around 45. And again, we keep an eye on players playing at club because, you know, we make sure that we didn't miss anyone. So from the 1st of March on, then we're doing Sundays, Wednesdays and Friday nights in CIT. And the attitude of the players, absolutely fantastic. You know, the commitment from the players, absolutely brilliant. And they're a lovely group, fantastic bunch to work with, you know. And they're a credit to their families, and they're a credit to their clubs, and they're a credit to their county. And I think when any group starts out last October, the management, there was one thing on our mind, I would take one game at a time, and see what will take us. And it's taken us to where we are now, and hopefully that we can get over the line on the 1st of September.
This year is a small bit different in the structure of the championship, in that Kerry had dominated. Cork had put it up to Kerry every year for the last few years, but Kerry always seemed to come out on top. The structure was changed this year. Kerry might have come out on top, but Cork have progressed to the All-Ireland final. That was obviously a huge change, because Cork would have deserved to have gone on, and a lot of people said they might have been the second best team in the country over the last few years, but they never had that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, you know, last year we had put huge work into last year's team as well. We had Waterford in the first round in Parky Ring, a game that we won probably without breaking sweat, unfortunately. You know, it didn't do us any good in the bigger context. And then our next game was in Tralee against Kerry, who had won a number of All-Irelands previously. We went down to Tralee, you know, played very well. Unfortunately, they got a late point. They won it, and that was our season over. And I think that was in May, whereas we got no real chance for the lads to play summer football and give us a chance to coach them and develop them. Because I suppose at the end of the day, like, our job is to develop the players, obviously, you know, but we need to develop the personality and the young fellas as well. Because we are dealing now with 15, 16-year-olds, some 17-year-olds. You know, they're young and they're impressionable. So, like, we need to give them the best chance and the best coaching possible to help them develop, both when they go back to their clubs and hopefully for the future of Cork football.
It's been a long process to get here, as you mentioned. You went back, well, you started doing bits in October and then back properly in March.
I suppose, to be fair, like, Ollie O'Sullivan, Bobby Dwyer and myself have been with this group since under 14, you know, so, like, we would know these players very well individually, collectively as a group. It has changed, probably maybe 4 or 5 players have changed from under 14, you know, a couple of fellas developed a bit later, you know, and what I would say is I suppose, that the players we have, the commitment, and like, we can't speak highly enough of the players, you know. At the end of the day, it's all about the players. Our job, I suppose, is to put them on the right track, to coach them into being better footballers, you know. And in that context, I think, you know, that they're turning out into fine young men, and hopefully that when we go to 1st of September, that we'll get a performance out of them.
Obviously, it was disappointing to lose to Kerry in the Munster final again, but you came up, you had two big massive tests then after that, Mayo and Monaghan, two massive tests, and they'd put up very good performances in the games they had played. Obviously, Monaghan had been Ulster champions for two previous years as well, I think. Was that loss against Kerry a very motivating factor, to, because he had the opportunity to go back into the All-Ireland series to drive on and maybe get to the All-Ireland?
I suppose, after losing to Kerry in the first round, it was tough. It was tough for the players. It was tough for the management. You know, we'd put a lot into it up to that point. And I suppose, you know, with any group of players, you go out wanting to put in a performance. Obviously, that night, nothing went right for us. And we felt everything went right for Kerry, you know. So it was up to us, as coaches and managers and trainers and selectors, you know, to sit the players down, explain to them what we did wrong, where we need to improve. And we had Clare above and Innes, I think, the following week, which was a battle. And we knew it was going to be a battle. And that was a very tough game for us. and it really showed the character of the players, you know, to come out of that atmosphere where Clare had played a round robin. They had won 3 matches in their group, and then they had the final of the round robin, so they had 4 inter-county matches where they won a trophy, which gives them a big boost. And when we went into the dressing room after winning that game that night, they could not believe how we'd won it. They were absolutely gutted. They were full sure they were going to win that. So, you know, we knew going into that was going to be a battle for us. It mightn't have been pretty, but that night was all about winning, you know, and we came out of that and thankful to come out of it, because they were a very good Clare team. You know, they had some very good players. But look, we won the individual battles around the field where we needed to win them, and which we had identified, and that got us over the line. So that was a good experience for the lads going forward. And then we met Kerry again after that. We played very well, you know, but at the end of the day, we didn't get over the line, you know. But we saw a huge improvement on the first Kerry game. We saw a huge improvement on the Clare game, and there was continuing progress, which gave encouragement to the players, obviously, because even though we lost to Kerry in the Munster final by 3 points, we knew, the players knew, that we weren't that far away. And then I suppose, you know, we upped the ante in training. We were into a new series, which was the All-Ireland series. We had Monaghan up next. We'd seen them playing, both in the flesh, and we'd seen them playing on videos, and we analysed it and scrutinised it, and we identified their main players, and we improved in different areas ourselves as well, especially our kickouts and things like that, you know, and our defensive structure, which we just tweaked slightly. For the All-Ireland series, and that worked to our effect. And the Mayo game then, again, there's continuing progress, continuing improvement. And look, I suppose when we started out last October, that's what we always wanted, you know, that we see continuing improvement, because that gives encouragement to the players, number one, who are the most important things here, and it gives encouragement to the trainers and selectors and coaches that they feel that they're on the right track and that we're doing the right thing, you know, and that the players are developing and they are improving, and, you know, see where it takes us.
All-Ireland final against Galway, formidable outfit, but of course the same could be said about Cork. You're both an All-Ireland final, you're both deserving to be there, but I presume you've done your homework now on Galway.
Look, Galway are an excellent team, you know, we've seen them in the flesh, okay, against Kerry, you know, they played very well, and they got over the line, which will give them huge confidence, you know. I suppose one thing we'll say, and it is an old cliche, is that look, we're going to concentrate on our lads, you know. We feel we have a very good squad available to us, you know. Their commitment, as I said, outstanding, fantastic bunch, you know. But sometimes in life you don't get what you deserve, you know. But what we're hoping for on the day is that we get a performance out of our lads, and if we get a performance out of our lads, you know, hopefully it will be good enough to get us over the line.
In terms of preparation, because I suppose it'll be new to all of you, really, an All-Ireland final in Croke Park, All-Ireland final day. It's a bit special, but it's different to other days out. I suppose it would have helped the last day that she had a full house in Croke Park against Mayo, but it is a bit different, isn't it?
It is, but look, you know, as we always say to the lads the last day especially, you know, that, you know, you have to relish the occasion, you know. You can't just put it in the back of your mind. These are impressionable kids. We're dealing with 16, 17-year-olds, you know, they are young, you know. And the last day, it gave them the experience of going to Croke Park, getting off the bus, you know, the TV cameras in the dressing room and things like that, you know. And that'll all be second nature to them the next day, you'd hope, you know. Obviously there's going to be butterflies and there's going to be nerves. I mean, you know, you wouldn't be human otherwise, you know, the kids, I mean. But look, I think it's up to the management, you know, to get them in the right frame of mind, you know. If they have any issues that they need ironed out, that we can, they can talk to us, which they do. I mean, they develop great, both their personality and their football ability. And, you know, they're, as I said, I can't speak enough, highly enough of the players, like, you know, and I just want to reiterate that, you know, every one of them, even the fringe players, the fellas on the 30 to 38, you know, they're pushing the starting team every night in training, and that is vital, you know. But going back to the question in relation to the atmosphere will be what it is, okay. It's going to be full house there, but look, it's part of the development of the kids, you know. Some fellas will relish it, some fellas will be nervous, you know, but look, when they get the first ball under their belt, it's up to them then to, you know, to show what they've been since they were 5-6 years of age with the clubs, what they've been coached, and when they came into us last October, you know, the football that they have produced, and hopefully that'll be good enough both individually and collectively to get a victory.
And lastly, it's a very metaphorical question more than anything, I suppose, but with it being under 17 as opposed to under 18, do you think Cork could be even better? Are you missing out on players that are at that age?
Look, I don't know. I suppose the one thing I would say is last year, you know, we put in huge work last year. We were beaten below, I think it was back in May, you know. We had no chance to develop the players, okay. This year, you know, we've had a good run, obviously, you know. But last year's team were very good as well. You know, we had huge commitment from last year. They were a lovely bunch of fellas as well. Unfortunately, with the structure, we didn't get over Kerry. Kerry beat us, and we can have no complaints there, you know. But I suppose what I will say, at underage level, you know, you would hope that, you know, it is very important to develop the players as well, you know, and it isn't all about winning. You know, and we've done that with good effect at under 14, 15 and 16 development squads, you know, coming through, and we've given numerous players opportunities, you know. But I suppose as you go into under 17, then the stakes are that bit higher, you know. There's an All-Ireland there, and as I said, the stakes are higher, so like you need to be producing the football that we're capable of. And look, I think we're in a good place, the lads are in a good place, but they realise it's going to take a huge performance to get over the line, so hopefully that we live that in us come the 1st of September.